House Bill 53 had its first hearing in the House Transportation Committee. Two of the bill's sponsors are from Southeast, Democrat Jonathan Christ-Tompkins of Sitka and Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortez. Christ-Tompkins outlined the features of the bill.
It restores a regulatory standard, what used to be regulatory, it would be statutory if this bill were to pass, that existed several years ago, that requires public notice in areas where, I think conspicuous is the operative word, where pesticides will be applied on public rights of way, and will also allow the public the opportunity to comment.
The bill would also require the Department of Environmental Conservation to issue a decision that spraying would not harm fish or drinking water sources. In 2013, the state removed a DEC permitting requirement for state agencies wanting to spray on state land. The DEC no longer holds a public comment period on specific spraying plans or issues a decision on whether spraying can or cannot occur. Instead, agencies like the Department of Transportation only have to draft a statewide plan for pesticides and then publish a notice in the newspaper before spraying happens. The DOT's statewide maintenance chief, Mike Coffey, told the committee that pesticides are a tool for controlling invasive plant species and for helping the state save money.
We believe it is an effective tool in dealing with invasive species. There are certain areas, guardrail areas, around fences, around signs, mechanical means just don't work. And so we're working on using that as a tool that we can actually control vegetation in areas that with mechanical means we cannot. And then we're still working on the cost effectiveness on other areas.
Coffey said the DOT already has had three small herbicide applications done around the state. The agency also wants to spray along a state road near Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island. Those plans have generated opposition from around Southeast, including petitions from residents and resolutions of opposition from numerous communities. Public testimony at the hearing was overwhelmingly in favor of the bill. Municipal government representatives from Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and Prince of Wales testified in support. Grace Renee Singh, a special assistant to the president of the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, spoke on behalf of Council President Rick Peterson, and she focused on Prince of Wales Island.
The few industries we have on the island, mostly tourism and fishing, and that would be affected by herbicidal spraying. And we think it would be irresponsible for the state to sacrifice those few industries that most of our residents depend on for employment in order to save money.
Joshua Smith, a high school student from Hollis on the eastern side of that island, testified in support as well. He was concerned with chemical contamination of plants there.
During the summer, when we get a chance, my mom and I like to go and pick berries along the road to give to the elders at So that they can make jam for other people.
Another person testifying, Petersburg commercial fisherman Doug Fleming, worked for 23 years as a fisheries biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Peer-reviewed research has documented the transport of herbicides into streams from roadside projects, such as what we're talking about. A program based on very limited experience, as Mr. Coffey described, may leave us with big unknowns relative to the deposition and harm from chemicals into our wetlands that are crisscrossed with many small streams used by a variety of species and life stages and their food webs. This outcome could bruise Alaska's earned reputation and marketing angle using pure waters and wild salmon.
Others testified in support of the bill from Talkeetna, Homer, and the Mat-Su Valley. One person was opposed to the measure, Ken Perry of Pied Piper Pest Control, a company based in Anchorage offering insect and rodent control.
If this bill is put forward, we will return to the excessive amount of time that is put in by DEC pesticide individuals hearing the same testimony over and over again. There will be an increased expense of nearly $250,000 a year as a result of this to the state budget.
The state anticipates having to hire two people based in Anchorage to oversee the pesticide spraying requirements. The committee held that bill for additional hearings. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.